Welcome to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort, a show all about life on Playground Earth. We are spirit, joyous, expansive, and unlimited, here in physical bodies for the fun of it. We've got a fantastic show for you today, and later we'll be taking your calls and answering your questions regarding life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. Joan will be giving free 5-minute psychic readings on any topic you like. She can look at relationships, careers, past lives, deceased loved ones, and future decisions. Call in toll-free at 1-877-230-3062. Tune in to chat with your host, Joan Newcomb, owner of Life Transformations Unlimited. As a trained clairvoyant, spiritual teacher, and counselor, she's helped people with professional and spiritual growth since 1981. She's a matrix energetics practitioner and certified professional coach, incorporating quantum consciousness transformation into her practice. It's her passion to connect you with your inner wisdom and to encourage you to fully manifest your true self in all aspects of your life. You can learn more about her by going to her website at www.joannewcomb.com. That's www.joannewcomb.com. And now, your host of Adventures in Density and Effort, Joan Newcomb.
Welcome to Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington today. You are listening to Kevin MacLeod Sunshine. Just a reminder to folks that I'm at East West Books in Seattle on Wednesdays, doing readings at my regular time from 12 to 6 p.m. I offer in-person readings, 15-minute, 30-minute, and 60-minute readings for half off my private practice rates. So if you'd like to get a reading from me there, call them directly at 1-800-587-6002 for a reading with me. That's 800-587-6002. And then Matrix Energetics on Mondays. I do Matrix Energetics on Mondays. I will offer in-person sessions at East West Books, but I also do phone sessions and email sessions if you're in another part of the country. It's as effective long distance as it is face-to-face, sometimes even more so. If you'd like to get a Matrix Energetics session from me, email me at joan@joannewcomb.com for a session. That's joannewcomb.com. We are on Facebook groups, so if you would like to join Adventures in Density and Effort, go to Facebook groups and join the group and join the fun. I also have a fan page on Facebook. It's Joan Newcomb, and I'm on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And this show is on iTunes, Podnova, and more. So our guest today is Kara L.C. Jones. She's a grief and creativity coach and artist behind the works at MotherHenna.com. Through her grief and creativity work, she is exploring the meaning of living a life guided by her heart work. In addition to offering customized coaching for individual clients, she works collaboratively to facilitate small group coaching and intimate seminars for her caregivers and Ms. Foundation teletraining. Her self-paced work home workshops are Grief, Finding Your Way, and books such as Mrs. Duck, are wonderful gifts for grieving parents and families. And her latest book release is 1,000 Permissions Granted, a creative collection of permission slips available at lulu.com as well as codapress.com. This experimental book explores Kara's philosophy that most people stop themselves from living fully when faced with a point of permission. We cannot give ourselves permission to grieve or take a new risk or find our own way. This book and all of Kara's work is a support for you as you begin to sustain your own practice of permission. And Kara's websites are www.motherhenna.com. That's mother, M-O-T-H-E-R, and henna is H-E-N-N-A.com. And also codapressblogspot.com. That's K-O-T-A-P-R-E-S-S.blogspot.com. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, Joan, how are you?
Good. So tell us about your new book.
Yeah, so we just released this new book called 1,000 Permissions Granted, and it came out of, it was sort of a companion release to a workshop that we did called You Have Permission, and it came out of just, you know, my experience with clients and friends and family that all the places where people were stuck were at these points of permission where they just, you know, people were just not able to give themselves permission. And it kind of went both ways, permission to, you know, live the life they wanted, permission to grieve in more than five stages, permission to, you know, go to the beach for their lunch hour. I mean, everything from the whimsical to the pretty seriously, you know, emotional. And so I came up with this, like, you know, an artful sort of permission slip that has you have permission to, and there's a blank. And then I filled in the blank 1,000 different ways and then did a couple of pages of permission slips that are left blank so that people could fill them in themselves. And that became the book. So the book is, you know, I've come to discover the book is a great standalone. So even if people haven't taken the workshop, if they want to, they can take it as a home workshop online on our website now. But the book as a standalone really works. People love it. They pick it up, they open it randomly every day. They pick a permission and they work with it. You know, how is it reflecting something in their life? Are they not practicing that permission? Have they stopped themselves in some way? It's really been amazing to see people work with this new book.
So it sounds like it's a catalyst for change, in that it it helps inspire people to break through whatever those invisible barriers are.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, change and transformation. You know, I'm always a little hesitant to say, you know, after a major grief or loss, we heal and get better and everything goes back to normal. I'm always a little hesitant about that. But there is some transformation that happens for all of us. And when people find themselves stuck, sometimes these prompts just sort of push, you know, shift the perspective, push them in a way that lets that transformation happen. And maybe for some people that feels healing, for other people it just feels like an integration, you know, whatever that feels like for each individual. But yeah, just randomly, you know, opening the book and picking one out of the air. You know, you have permission to tell stories that make no sense at all. So someone might look at that and consider, you know, what kind of story are they telling about themselves? What kind of stories do they carry with them every day? You know, are they trying to have everything make sense? Are they allowing for the nonsensical, you know? Are they allowing themselves to laugh? To not laugh, so that it becomes part of their conscious practice every day of shifting and getting aware of what's really happening to us. You know,
it's a very interesting idea, because I'm thinking, well, you know, what is permission? Because it's a step beyond just allowing yourself to do it. There's something. It's really an action to take. Giving yourself permission to do something sounds like it's coming from the higher part of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We, in the workshop, which is called You Have Permission, and it's actually a home workshop now, so people can do it online, you know, self-paced. After they register, they can download all the materials so they can work through it at their own pace and that kind of thing. But so in that workshop, we really start with what is permission? And the idea that permission is liberty, you know, permission is freedom, even a freedom like you have permission to be in that funk and find out what's there instead of having to, you know, immediately push yourself like, oh, I can't be there. You know, I have to get better. I have to. No, you have actually some permission to be there and find out what's there. Maybe there's something there that you need to find out for yourself. And I think that is where the higher place comes in. You know, like accessing that that higher vision of what's happening in that funk. What's your body telling you? What's your spirit telling you?
It reminds me of something I've done with clients myself, which is giving them permission, essentially, to make 3 mistakes a day.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Because it does. It undoes that paralysis of that, I have to do everything perfectly. No,
yeah.
I've only made 2 mistakes so far. I have another mistake coming to me.
I love it. Yeah, there's a permission in the book, too, that's something like you have permission to make mistakes and still be worthy. too, you know, that we beat ourselves up for those mistakes, and it's so unnecessary, right? We have permission. Yeah, absolutely. Make your three mistakes.
So the book itself has all these 1,000 permission pages in it. Is that, or are there permission slips?
Yes. So there's the book is the 1,000 permissions filled out. You know, where I actually filled in the blank for you, so that you can open to a random page and work with one. There are several pages at the end of the book where there are actually permission slips that are left blank so that you can fill them in yourself and kind of work with whatever is coming up for you at this, you know, at this point in time. And there is a Creative Commons copyright on those last couple of pages, so that if you want to make copies of those pages, you know, sort of like worksheets that you work with every day, you can go ahead and do that too. We actually did a we blew some of the permission slips up to poster size, and we have an exhibit of them at a local bookshop this month. And so that's been really interesting to watch people go into the bookstore, and they're kind of browsing the books, and suddenly they look up, and there's this huge permission slip that says, you know, you have permission to commune with the banana slugs or something, right? And just to watch their faces as they take in those different permissions that are being granted to them right there while they're standing in the bookshop.
This sounds so tied into something when you were on the show around Christmas time, too, was about creativity and grief.
Yes.
And it's using your creativity to get unstuck and to heal.
Yes, absolutely. There are so many permissions. You know, when you make a list of 1,000, that's a lot. And there's so many permissions in there that it really does run from the whimsical. Like, you have permission to meet up with squirrels and talk about the nuts. You have permission to really grieve in more than 5 stages, to really question whatever paradigm of grief is being set upon you, you know, to look at where you're stuck and what you need to allow yourself to do. So it runs the gamut from the whimsical to the really introspective when you come up with, you know, when you have to come up with 1,000. So there's some really funny things in there, including, you know, everyday practical things. You know, it's beautiful outside. Go out and blow soap bubbles on your lunch break. You know, go out and make chalk art. Things that we just forget we have permission to do.
So it knocks us out of your routine.
Yes, absolutely knocks you out of your routine. Knocking out of your routine really shifts your perspective, don't you? Like, that's where the shift comes, I think.
Yes, yes. But what I was going to say is one routine I can't knock out of is stopping for a commercial break. So I just want to remind folks that you're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. We have to stop for a commercial break now, but stay tuned because we're talking with Kara Jones, 1,000 Permissions, and there's a lot more information coming right up.
Joan's written a book. Tapestry of Time has it all. Mystery, romance, spirituality, travel around the world and through time, intimacy and erotica. It gives a whole new outlook on how we perceive time passing and shows how we each vibrationally affect our surroundings. This story is so captivating, you can't put it down. And once you've read it, you'll want to read it again to catch all the clues you missed the first time. You'll come away with revelations about life as we know it and realize things aren't always as linear and predictable as we'd thought. Paperback is $19.95, payable through PayPal at joan@joannewcomb. That's joan@joannewcomb. Order Tapestry of Time today for an adventure of a lifetime.
Do you feel like you've been spinning your wheels in key areas of your life? Does your existence feel too superficial or one-dimensional? Do you wish for more of a sense of aliveness in your life? Then Joan's Mystic Mentorship Coaching is for you. Mystic Mentorship Coaching gives you the traction to move forward and see real progress in your life. With the expert assistance of Joan Newcomb through regular phone sessions, you will learn to connect with your inner wisdom and fully manifest your true self in all aspects of your life. Joan has been helping people transform their lives on a spiritual and personal growth level for 27 years. Email her today at joan@joannewcomb.com. That's joan@joannewcomb.com. And transform your life today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. And we are talking to Kara Jones, author of 1,000 Permissions, a creative collection of permission slips. So, Kara, we were talking a little bit on the break about the other things that you have, because you mentioned that you have a home workshop.
Yes. We have several home workshops now where, these were workshops that we did live and in person with people. But there are so many people who are interested in the topic, so we really wanted to make it as available as we could. So we turned them into online format workshops where when you register for the workshop, you get access to the materials, and the materials are MP3s, videos, PDF files, that kind of thing. And you can download copies of all those things to your local computer so that you have a personal copy to work with, and then you can work through those things at your own pace. So we've got workshops for grief, finding your way, which are some creative prompts for really looking at the different aspects of grief and where you are in your journey, kind of creating your own language and your own map for finding your way. And then we have things like the hero's journey, which is a pretty archetypal, look at going through the forest and having an adventure and communing with your monsters and demons, and coming out the other side. And then we did turn the You Have Permission session into an online workshop. And in that, we actually have some guest interviews on that workshop with Jamie Riddler from Jamie Riddler Studios, Collage Diva, who runs the True North Art. That interview was really amazing. And then Courtney Putnam, who does also some transformational art workshops and that kind of thing, and body work. So those are, if you go to motherhenna.com, you'll see a graphic that looks like a house. If you click on the door, it says heart. And once you're in the heart of Mother Henna, you'll see links for books and workshops and coaching and that kind of thing. All that information is there.
And you mentioned briefly too that you do grief and creativity coaching. So what is that about?
Yeah, all of this permission, the permission book and the workshop, all of that came out of the grief and creativity work. I started working over a decade ago with bereaved parents and families after the death of a child, caregivers too after the death who are working with bereaved families after the death of a child, and we're looking at the whole grief process. What is the, what is it like coming out of that moment of trauma? What is it like to try to, we always talk about remembering, but there's a bigger definition to remembering in that idea of remembering. Everything gets so shattered when grief comes that if we take the time to remember our lives, we're not only remembering the person that we loved and lost, we're actually putting the dismembered parts of self back together and becoming often, a newly defined person with new priorities and new perspectives about life. And so all of this work, all of the permission work, all of it came out of working with bereaved families and looking at where they get stuck. Right, they get stuck in not giving themselves permission to celebrate the holiday and grieve. Right, it can happen at the same time. They're being pushed to get better to only celebrate. So, how can we shift the perspective? How can we have permission to do both at the same time?
So very, very powerful, very powerful work.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned about Mrs. Duck and your other books, and I've heard you talk about Mrs. Duck before, but tell us, I'm curious about what it is.
Yeah, Mrs. Duck is a little storybook. I wrote Mrs. Duck and the Woman within, I don't know, maybe 10 days after my own son died. And it's this little conversation that happens between a duck and a woman sitting at the edge of a lake. And the woman has really lost hope after her child died. And the duck sort of empathizes and sympathizes with her and then offers her a perspective for how to take the first steps to learn how to live again. And so that book has gone out to, I don't know, we've done several thousand copies of that book. It's gone all over the world, and it's been translated into Spanish. And all the books are still available. If you go to, again, motherhenna.com, and you click on stuff, there'll be a link there for books. And the Mrs. Duck book is actually, there's a free ebook of it now, so you can get it as a PDF file to share and give. And then we do have copies of the book for sale that you can get through there, too.
So you you were talking about your website in your blogs as well. Tell us about your blog, by the way.
Yeah, we've got a couple different blogs. We've got a blog for the Mother Henna, that's at motherhenna.blogspot.com, and then a codapress.blogspot.com. And on both of those, you know, the Mother Henna is a little bit more my own visual art, my own exploration of, you know, creativity and using creativity to learn how to live life again in the face of loss. And then the Coda blog is more offering creative prompts to other people and having guest writers do posts about how they have gotten through things creatively, ideas for caregivers, ideas for teachers. And so both of those blogs are ongoing. We're doing several updates a week on each of them. So, yeah, definitely, if you're looking for information, come stop by the blog.
And I did hear in there that you said you have the one blog is about your own creativity. And you, what is the artwork that you offer on it?
I've been doing a lot of visual artwork. You know, I wrote a lot right after my son died. And then I got to a point where the words just weren't enough to talk about the experiences anymore. And so I started switching back and forth between visual art, mixed media painting, drawing, journaling, you know, art journals, that kind of thing. And so the motherhenna.blogspot.com is really, I mean, I'm offering ideas there for you to do your own exploring too, but I'm sharing those ideas through my own experience. I'm sharing my own visual art, my own writing. And as those things get published and are made available, then I'm sharing with people how they can get, you know, prints of the artwork and copies of the books and stuff like that, too. I'll share that information on the blog, too.
You have some pretty fun little videos about how to do stuff, too. You had a whole video series about it, I think.
Yeah, we've got a couple different threads of video series going now. We've got these little one-minute meditations. So, you know, meditation can be very involved, and you can take a very long time every day to meditate, but you can also take a minute to just really receive a deep breath all the way down to your toes and get really present. You can do that in a moment. And so we've got these videos, a video series of that, one-minute meditations. And then we also have a series of how-tos. And so I'm doing these little 10-minute, very quick, you know, how to draw, how to do acrylic transfers, how to work with like a plain journal to make it into an art journal, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of how-to videos out there, too.
Well, it's so much fun. It's been really great having you on and telling us about this, all of this, and I just want to come back to 1,000 Permissions. And is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Oh, I just, you know, I encourage you to explore the permission idea for yourself. I just really, it changes so much. It changes small things, big things, everywhere in between. Even if you think you're absolutely stuck and there's just no way, if you just explore the idea of permission, even the idea that I have permission to be stuck and find out what's here, right? That's something different than just being stuck. And so I just encourage you to really explore it. Find your way.
Yes, very, very powerful. It allows your higher self or your expanded self to step in and guide the way, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much, Joan. This has been great today.
It's always wonderful to have you. This is Kara Jones we've been talking to, and her websites are motherhenna.com and codapress.blogspot.com. So we need to stop for a commercial break again, and want to remind you that you're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. Stay tuned. Next on the second half, I'm giving away free psychic readings. Call 1-877-230-3062 to ask me a question.
Has the density of planet Earth got you down? In creating your reality, is there too much effort and not enough fun? Joan gives private psychic readings, mystic mentor coaching, and matrix energetic sessions in person and over the phone. Ride the wave of laughter from despair to delight. Contact Joan today. Go to her website at www.joannewcomb.com or click on her link on the Contact Talk Radio page or email her at joan@joannewcomb.com.
Matrix Energetics is the wave of the future, but it's here and now. You have to experience Matrix Energetics to know how it can powerfully shift your reality. Matrix Energetics is transformation based on quantum physics, consciousness, and focused intent. It creates changes on all levels, and it can take you where you've only dreamed of being. Joan offers Matrix Energetics sessions in person at East West Bookshop in Seattle or by phone or email. Are you ready to turbocharge your life? Contact Joan by email. Joan@joannewcomb.com for a Matrix Energetics session today. That's Joan@joannewcomb.com. Email her now. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and I am giving away free psychic readings right now. Call in at 1-877-230-3062 to ask me a question. I'll say that a little more slowly for you. The toll-free number is 877-230-3062. And it looks like we have a couple people on the line right now. And first person... looks like Monica. From,
yes.
Are you from L.A. or Louisiana?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay. I was just trying to read my producer's shorthand. So.
I know. I used to work answering the phones for Pacifica Radio, so I know what you mean.
Okay. Well, what would you like to ask today?
Well, you know, actually, I am planning on moving, and I've been making all these plans, and now I'm getting cold feet. Yet I know I want to do it, and I want to move, and I just wanted to kind of feel out, get somebody else's feeling about me, what's going on.
Okay, so it sounds like you already know that you're moving, and so you've already set everything in motion?
Yes, except I haven't quit my job, and I haven't, moved out of where I'm living, but I...
But you know where you're going, and you know where you're going?
More or less. I'm going to go in July and firm that up, talk to the people, to various people, and I'm volunteering for an organic farm.
Because it helps the more specific I can hone in, so I can take a look at it.
Okay.
If you were trying to make a decision between one place or the other, I can see both outcomes, but I can also, if you know that one place, I can look specifically.
Well,
it's
actually Oregon. I joined a group who link volunteers to organic farms all over the world. And I decided to go for Oregon because I think I'd like to live there. And so at this point, there's three places that I've, three farmers that I've contacted. There might be more, but it's basically the central part of Oregon, more or less, you know, south of Portland.
Okay. So there's a couple ways now I can look at that. I can look at you just going to central Oregon, or I can look at you and the three different people that you're going to contact. So and see what how you're going to resonate with those three people. Which would you like me to
I would like kind of the overall feeling of going there.
Okay.
Is this, you know, I think it's a good decision. It came to me kind of like a, you know, intuition kind of thing. And
yes.
So I'm thinking it's good, but then now I'm getting scared.
Right. It sounds to me like it was a prompting from your expanded self, and your small self is like, what are you making me do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like this is, I tune into your energy through the sound of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to ask you to say this in a specific way so that I can get a visual image of it.
Okay.
I'll need you to say your first name. I'll need you to say Central Oregon and organic farm, because that sounds like that's the direction you're heading without the specifics of where in Oregon or who you're going to be with.
Okay.
Right? So go
okay.
ahead.
My name is Monica. I am planning to move to Western Central Oregon.
Okay.
And volunteer or on organic farms.
Wow, that was really clear. That you gave me some really clear images. You showed me where you are currently. You showed me your initial impression of Oregon, and then you showed me the result, which was really cool. So, where you are currently is sort of feels like you're reaching into the dark, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or into the chaos, really. There's, because it's not really dark, but it's more like I see sort of reaching outside yourself. Then there
mm-hmm.
was like these concerns about Oregon, which might have been confused with Washington, because I think it rains a whole lot more up in Washington than it does Oregon. But it's sort of like, you know, L.A. is much sunnier. So there was some, I could see your gremlin voices going, what do you think you're doing, you know, leaving this warmth for that place. But then
yeah.
What I saw when you said organic farms, interestingly enough, was I saw you with a huge bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's more symbolic than that you're going to an organic flower growing place. But what I see in the result is that it shows me inner peace. So it looks like leaving out the, actually it's more, LA is more of a chaotic vibe.
Yes, it is.
And so it's like getting yourself out of that current environment and putting yourself into a completely new and different place. That alone is a tremendous step forward in discovering who you truly are. But
mm-hmm.
there's something about the vibe of an organic farm, and there's actually something about the vibe of Central Oregon, too, that looks like your soul is calling to, like
okay.
calling you to go there.
Well, like I said, it came to me out of the blue.
Yes.
And my body did not want to work.
So
I was trying to find a job, and my body was saying, no, no, no. It's funny. So I said, okay, I'm going to go for this.
So it looks great. It also, to me, it also looks like you will know when you talk to the person on the phone. It's going to be another one of those gut feelings. It'll be the person, of those three people, you will know almost instantly where you're going.
Mm.
So
good.
So you kind of just need to coax your small self through this right now. You know, I don't know whether chocolate and hot baths will do it, but you know,
yeah, she's a little scared.
Exactly. So it's like taking a 5-year-old child on the trip, whereas the adult already knows, but the younger one doesn't. So
I probably do need a little bit of nourishment. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Joan.
So,
thanks a lot. Appreciate
yeah,
it very much.
Call me back, and you know, when this all unfolds. It looks like it's going to be about 2 or 3 months when it really firms up, but let me know what happens, okay?
All right, I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller on the line is Sandra from New York. Hi there.
Hi, Joan. How you doing?
Good. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a relationship question. I was dating somebody, and it just seemed to kind of cool down awfully quick.
Mm.
I'm trying to find out why, and or better yet, is this going anywhere?
Okay. the way I tune into this is to the sound of your voice. I need to hear your first name and their first name, and I can tell you what's going on with them.
Oh, I don't know if I want to say his first name. Can I say an initial?
Sure, just the first initial, because if you bring in the last initial, I start to get all his family information, and we don't need to know about that.
No problem.
Okay.
So my first name is Sandra,
mm-hmm.
and his first initial is G.
You know what? I'm seeing for him a certain amount of anxiety, and it's not exactly cold feet, but it's more it's almost like he's biting his nails. And
really?
And I think this is a pattern for him. I think when he gets a little bit too far into relationship, he
mm-hmm.
starts freaking out.
Ah.
So how many times have you seen him?
I used to work with him, so
okay.
we saw each other quite a bit, and then we kind of, you know, re-encountered each other a bunch.
Okay, so from it gives me a little more information to fill in here. Well, it just looks like when it started to get serious is when his sort of inner anxiety came up.
Okay.
So I'm not seeing him, like, look in the other direction or actually lose interest. It's more like him having an anxiety attack. And it's not necessarily that it's not a bad thing that, you know, he doesn't think much of you. It's almost that he thinks a lot of you. It's freaking him out into inaction.
Okay. So that's probably why he's pulling back?
Yeah. So,
it's funny because he brought, like, a serious tone to all of this.
Yes.
Where I normally don't ever.
Yeah.
So, and I was kind of, like, a little taken back by that. And, you know, where his discussion was more on, like, you know, I would like to get married, I would like to have children, and I was like, whoa, you know? So it seems weird now for him to just, like, suddenly disappear.
What I see is that you have a normal approach to relationship, and so, you know, it's like you start off and you have fun, and
yeah.
you go, I kind of like this person, and then, you know, so I want to see this person more, and then, you know, so the feelings grow and develop.
Right.
I have a sense that this person is... he's known you from before,
yeah.
and so some of this he's already built inside his head what he would like to have happen, and and so when the reality started happening, it started freaking him out.
Uh-huh.
So his problem is that he does need to learn to lighten up.
Okay.
He's kind of an all-or-nothing kind of guy.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
So,
yeah. Well, maybe he had feelings. I believe there were feelings there previously.
Yeah.
But I just never really kind of let it go past that because I worked with him, and at the time he was married. Now he's separated. So maybe I'm understanding what you're saying by it kind of maybe was built up into his head already. Maybe the attraction was already there, but since I wasn't really willing to go down that route.
Yeah. Yeah, so you see you had a little bit more self-control. Mm-hmm. And so now the other thing that I'm seeing here is that you said he's separated, but he's not divorced.
No,
so
he's not.
He's not really ready to be in the space that his head would like to be.
Right.
So his fantasy would like to be that he wants to be already there, and he hasn't finished his present cycle.
Right.
So I would be okay with the silence and give him some space and. And don't take any of it personally. It's so totally what's going on with him.
Okay.
Because your attitude up to this point has been, you know, great. You know, you do have a very healthy and normal attitude towards relationship. And
right.
So with him, it's like, you know, it's not necessarily easy come, easy go, but sort of like holding him loosely. I feel like you will hear from him within the next 2-3 weeks. He might be a bit of a mess and be okay with that because people going through divorces are a mess for
right.
a while. So, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, call me back in 2 or 3 weeks and tell me if he really did contact you, all right?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
Blessings.
All right. I'm taking a look here and seeing that that I could break now or break in 2 minutes, and I have some people waiting on the line here. So I'm going to break early for commercial so that I can have more time to get to answer the rest of you who's online there. So we're stopping for a commercial break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Enjoyed listening to Joan's mini readings for Contact Talk Radio callers? If you're in the Seattle area, Joan does intuitive readings at East West Bookshop on 6500 Northeast Roosevelt every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and one Saturday a month. These are offered at a vastly discounted rate from her regular phone and in-studio sessions. So contact East West Bookshop at 1-800-587-6002 to schedule a reading with Joan Newcomb.
Do you enjoy this show? Have you learned new things that have enhanced your life? If you find this show of value and want to keep it on air, why not express your appreciation by becoming a sponsor of Adventures in Density and Effort? Why sponsor? Joan spends her time directly helping people by creating this weekly radio show, giving away readings on it, and showcasing guests who can help make your world a better place to live, always with the primary intention of serving the highest good of all. Joan reads as many people as possible, helping them truly enjoy life on Playground Earth. Please support Joan in helping people bust through their limitations and experience more joy. You can express your appreciation for Joan's work through the PayPal button on her website. Go to www.joannewcomb.com. That's joannewcomb.com. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back. You're listening to Contact Talk Radio's Adventures in Density and Effort. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb, and I am giving away free psychic readings. And it looks like the first person on the line here is Sherry from Mount Vernon. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Joan. It's me.
It's Sherry. It's spelled differently on the thing. I know you.
Yeah. Well, I have a question, and I don't know. It might be kind of weird, but when I moved, I ran across a 1957 diary, and, you know, it was out of place, and I didn't have any pockets, and I was in a hurry, and I didn't know how I was going to get it back to where it needed to go. So I just talked, you know how you get in this ruthless mood? I just talked myself into saying, oh, I've read it, you know, I'll never probably get back. I think I threw it away, but I don't know for sure, you know. But in the meantime, that was the most important year of my life. I mean, it's a pivotal, not just my life, but my soul, everything. I mean, everything is longing to read that diary again, you know. Just, I've always been obsessed with, you know, keeping track of what I felt when. I'm just practically to the date anyway, you know, but that I need to have that diary back. And I don't know, I could have rescued it at the last minute. I don't remember, you know. I just know I can't find it with my things. And I just thought, if there's any way you could feel the energy that I feel for that diary, and if you knew that maybe somehow I'd have it back in my hands again. And if not, isn't it possible for angels to manifest things if they really mean a lot to you and to your development, you know? And it's not like I'm trying to hang on to the past. It's like, I feel like I can't go forward unless I have it again, you know? I need that diary.
I totally do. And you know what? There's a lot of possibilities with this diary.
Okay, okay.
So,
thank you.
Say your first name and say however you want to title the diary.
Okay. Sherry, 1957 diary.
I don't see that you got rid of it. I see that you put it on a shelf somewhere. And I might be looking at it as a symbolic or energetic shelf,
uh-huh.
But I do see that it's currently just out of your reach. I don't necessarily see that it's one of the things that you were ruthless with. But I see that you've put it in the place where it's out of your access right now. Couple things about this, too, is there's a matrix energetic technique where you would be looking at this and just see that it's in a parallel universe where you aren't. And
yes.
That you can two-point yourself, you can connect yourself, you now, to that parallel universe where it's in your hands. And doing that opens the door a possibility for it to show up again.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, since energy is, you know, there's so many stages of material and energy that there's got to be some way that I could have it back in my hands again, you know,
yes,
and read it again and hear how the more I think about it, the more I go over every page. That I know I read it about 6 months before I lost it, you know, and I think, oh my God, that happened that time too. I got to have this back. I got to hear what I thought. And I just think it would give me so many clues, you know.
Yes.
So anyway, so in other words.
One of the reasons why it's out of your hand right now is actually that obsessive energy is almost keeping it, it's like the opposite. It's like, magnetically polarized from you. So it's almost like your energy is pushing it out of your reach because of that sort of obsessive energy that you have. Now, there's another thing that you can do with matrix energetics, which is to two-point you to the information that's in that diary so that you can effortlessly have that come into your space. So it's a little bit like, you know, when you're watching a computer download something, it's like, well, if you actually, you know, translated that download into a book, it would
uh-huh.
be, you couldn't possibly read it in the time it takes for your computer to download it. So
uh-huh.
what you can imagine is having just like a connect your brain to the information that's in that diary and
uh-huh.
allow a transference, let that information come into your brain effortlessly. And then what you'll find is that the information that you think is within those pages can just start to show up in your everyday thoughts.
Okay. Well, this is the most hopeful thing I've heard yet.
And I'll tell you, it'll probably show up. It will show up after you've completely dropped the subject.
Okay.
It's sort of that Murphy's Law thing. It's the moment when you let it go, it'll show up.
Okay, Joan.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you've helped me. I'm grieving, you know.
Yes.
It really hurt.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, looks like we have another caller on the line, and it is Mary Ellen from California. Hi there.
Hi, Joan. I have a couple different questions if there's time, but the first one is I'm lately just kind of, I hope not too obsessed like you talked about just a minute ago, polarizing it, but I'm really ready. I'd like to open up to my psychic abilities, and I really want to be wonderful at it, not just mediocre. And I just wonder if you're seeing if I'm lined up correctly with this.
Okay, so say your first name and just say psychic abilities, and I'll take a look.
Mary Ellen, psychic abilities.
Okay, well, it's kind of funny with what I'm seeing is that I see you like trying to gather things and hold them close to your chest.
Yeah.
So it's I'll get one thing is that you are psychic and it's actually a very effortless thing. Okay.
Oh.
So these are natural inherent abilities that you actually already have, and so it's a lot easier than you're making it out to be.
And okay, you're not natural, not well.
In that everybody is psychic, but, you know, very few of us acknowledge it. And so it's really more of a matter of bringing those awarenesses up to your consciousness and out. And so I think I just lost you. So anyway, hopefully to answer your question, hopefully you'll hear this if you listen again, is that you are naturally psychic and that it'll be an easy process. Okay, looks like our other caller is Pam from St. Louis.
Hello.
Hi there. What can I do for you today?
How are you?
Good.
I have a question for you regarding my career. I am kind of at a crossroads on which way to go with my career. With the firm I'm with, time is precious to me, but I don't know if I should go and get a business degree to try to further my career. I can also get like a Series 7 license, but really doing both of those things, I mean, it's for me to survive and make money, but there are other things that I'd really like to do, but I just don't know that I can survive doing those things.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm hearing, you know that you need to make a change, or you know that you're desiring to make a change,
mm-hmm.
and that and you're trying to make a decision about what to do, and one of the things that's getting in the way is whether or not you can make money.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we just cut the chase and look at the things that you'd really love to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So say your first name and say the thing that you would really love to do, and I'll take a look at the financial feasibility of it.
Pam and therapy that can help people.
I'm actually seeing that it does have a lot of potential to bring in income, and I do see that there's a bit of investment to start with, so I don't know whether that's training or, you know, that you need to get a degree or a license.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm actually seeing is that when you begin this process, you said it's therapy to help people. Well, it actually helps you as well. So it's a win-win situation because it'll help break down, just by even stepping forward to do this, it'll break down your barriers to receiving abundance.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I also do feel like there's a bridge between where you currently are and then where to get to this next point. And so there might be a stepping stone for you, and I'm not certain what that is.
Uh-huh.
But I have a feeling that you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Hey, give me a call back in a month and tell me what's come up, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. I want to let you know that next week I am talking to Carolyn Sutherland. She's a medical intuitive and author of The Body Knows How to Stay Young. She has a vast clinical background as an allergy testing technician in environmental medicine and was raised in a medical family. And for the past 23 years, she's lectured internationally on the subject, and her intuitive impressions have positively affected the lives of more than 100,000 people. Her website is www.carolynsutherland.com. So that's who I'll be talking to next Tuesday. Just a reminder to folks that I'm at East West Bookshop in Seattle tomorrow from 12 to 6 doing face-to-face readings. If you're in the Seattle area and like to get a reading with me, the number is 800-587-6002. And also, I do have an energy practice for helping people transform. Like I just talked to this woman about two-pointing in parallel universes. You can find out more about my practice of matrix energetic sessions, as well as my phone readings and mystic mentorship coaching. You can go to my website, www.joannewcomb.com. That's JoannewComb.com. Thank you all for calling in and for listening in. It's always a co-creative experience here. And tune in next Tuesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And we will leave you with more of Kevin MacLeod's Sunshine.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'd like to thank you for tuning in and for calling in. It's always great to hear from you. So tune in next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, and 11 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time for another show in Adventures in Density and Effort.